Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show here on this Tuesday, August 7th, 2018. I'm your host for this evening, the Miracle Man, and it is always my pleasure to be able to come to you via this Blog Talk Radio and do this show. I don't just say that. I really do enjoy doing this. I enjoy coming to you through this means so that we can learn the word together and talk about sports and hang out and have some fun. And we're having fun. Summer's here right now, still for a little while. And let me start out with a reminder. I went out and I voted. My ballot, just a little less than 2 hours before I came on the air. We went and filled out my ballot and I voted. Prayerfully, you voted before this broadcast. The polls close at 8 o'clock tonight here in Michigan. So, if you don't vote, I would go do that if I was you. But hopefully you already did it, so you can stay on the show, listen to me and what I have to say tonight. It's going to be a good night. It's Testimony Tuesday. I want to start off, after I just talked about voting, I want to start off by telling you a little story. Something I witnessed happened today. And this is a teaching moment. So I want you to pay close attention. So, this afternoon, mid-afternoon, about 2:45, maybe 2:50 or so, Plymouth Park Pool, the pool here in Midland. And it's fairly busy. You know, we have a day camp in there, as well as another daycare, and then some families. And it's a little cloudy. Starts to sprinkle. Then the sprinkling stops. Clouds linger. Suddenly, a bit later, the sun just flies out from under those clouds like you wouldn't believe. It was like, I didn't see that coming. Came out like nothing other. It was great. It was one of the coolest things I had seen. But it felt awesome. And I got to thinking, you might Maybe you're going through something, you're believing for something, feels kind of gloomy. Maybe it's kind of raining, like, not feeling so good. Then suddenly the sun comes right out, or that miracle happens that you've been believing for so long. You got to have faith for that miracle to happen. But still a pretty cool story, though, that I just told. Because it was cloudy, it was gloomy, it was sprinkling, that I'd rained too much powder. I would have pulled myself out of there. And in this illustration that I'm giving, the rain would be like that trial. Getting too hard, it's getting too tough. Feel like I might give up. Then the rain ceases, but the clouds linger. Then, out from underneath those clouds, that bright sun comes, warms everything up, and gets all over my back and chin and face and everything. Some of you are about to have a suddenly. You may have been going through the trials and tribulations, but you're about to have your victory. And I was feeling, and when I was basking in that sun, it came out like so quick, couldn't help but cheer. But it was kind of a more quiet cheer. Trust me, if it's a miracle you've been believing for so many years, and you get that victory, you're going to shout a lot louder than that little cheer I did when the sun came out. But that sun coming out behind that cloud, behind those clouds, is like that victory. And when the storms are trying to just, the storms, you know, can just rage and make us feel like giving up, make us feel like giving up. But we can't give up. We can't give in. We got to stay true to God. And then we'll get that miracle, that victory that we're waiting for. The sun comes out from under that gloom. And it'll feel amazing. And man, that felt so good. Because I could tell you, my favorite part might be a dip in one of those public outdoor pools or at the beach when the sun is just out real bright, beautiful. I love the midway probably just as much, maybe a little bit more. I have a hard time deciding, but the last few years I've learned to really appreciate the sun and everything. Me and my mom are now quite alike when it comes to that. I'm winning the tan battle right now. Maybe my mom can maybe come close. I don't know. We'll have to see. But the reason I took time to tell you the story is to show you, don't give up on God. Stay the course. Stay in it. And I know me leaving that pool and going in and getting dressed might have been more comfortable at the moment. But just as I was thinking about doing that, the rain slowed down. But even though giving up might be more comfortable at the minute, that doesn't mean it's the best option. Now, that doesn't mean the sun wouldn't have came back out if I would have went to the locker room and then left. And if it would have rained much harder, I would have left. But I won't give up on God. I can tell you that much. So I told you that story to show you, don't give up on God. Keep that faith. Keep that expectation high. Keep expecting God to move, whatever you're believing God for. And you will receive it if you ask for it in prayer. Amen, 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 and amen. Now, pray that you'll remember the story, and hopefully you'll be able to tell the story to people, because it was a good one. It really was. And by the way, fear for maybe you're in Gladwin or something or Harrison and maybe you're looking for a nice pool to take your kids to, maybe for a day in the summer, a nice warm sunny day. Give Plymouth Pool a try. It's located near the corner of Wheeler and Swede Avenues here in Midland. Cost is $5 for adults, $4 for children, $3 for children 3 and under. If a kid is under the age of, I believe it's 6 or so, then parents are required to be in the water with them at all times. But great pool. Go check it out. Oh, and those workers, they're so good to me. They love me, and I love talking to them. They love talking to me, and it's just amazing. Great people. Even the people at the desk. Very nice, very professional. The lifeguards do great work. They care about your safety. And good, clean family environment there at Plymouth Pool. So go check them out. Hours for open swimming are 1 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. every day up through Monday, September 3rd, which is the last day of the swim season outside. But until then, you can go out there, get your tan lines, and get in the water and have fun. And I'm still going to be out there a bit as the weather permits. And As I said, go check it for yourself. A little something for everybody. They got zero depth entry for like wheelchairs or for young children. They got splay features in the real shallow part of the pool. Then they have your average, you know, middle end of the pool. Then they have your real deep end where it's 12 feet. You can dive. They have a slide you can go down. And so overall, it's a good outdoor swimming facility. It really is. So go give them a look. If you tell them Rivers sent you, they'll know exactly who I'm talking about. Because they love me there. They really do. So, I am here at McDonald's. Excuse me, 1711 South Saginaw Road. And as is commonplace, I have America's favorite soft drink, Coca-Cola, with me. Even though you do have the option of getting Dr. Pepper at McDonald's, I always choose to get the Coca-Cola because it's America's favorite soft drink. Fleischerman likes to say it's the second, that Dr. Pepper is the second favorite soft drink in America. Quite honestly, I think the second favorite regular soft drink is probably Pepsi or Mountain Dew. Maybe Mountain Dew and Pepsi in that order or something like that. And then probably a Sprite or something like that. And then maybe Dr. Pepper. I don't know. But I do know Coke is the preferred soft drink. And when I say Coke's my favorite, I'm referring to regular, cherry, and vanilla. Those are the three flavor choices. And you got regular, cherry, and vanilla to choose from. All of which are very delicious. Now, Burger King, in Burger King's where they have the Coca-Cola Freestyle, you can now get Surge. That's right, the old soda that was kind of like a Mountain Dew that was available in many places is available at Burger King's that have the Coke Freestyle. I've had a Surge before. It was pretty good, but I had it in a can a couple of years ago when it was brought back for a limited time. I can't wait to try the Fountain Surge. My brother used to always beg my mom to let him have a Surge. My brother used to do that. I'm not sure that she ever let him have a Surge. Maybe she did once or something, but that's probably about it. Now, for this evening, I just want to communicate what the plan is for this evening, and then I want to communicate something else to you. The plan for this evening, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 17 tonight, and then we are going to look at Hebrews 11 tonight. Time last night getting in the way, we did not get a chance to do that. However, I am making sure that that does not happen tonight so that we will have time for that. But part of what happened last night was just that we got so busy because I had so much to talk about. So that's what happened. So that's why we started late. No, I mean, that's why we didn't get a chance to get to the Hebrews 11. Then after that, a Tigers score from last night, as well as an update on a trade the Tigers made, as well as a correction on when the Lions' first preseason game is, as I made a mistake, and I want to apologize for that. So that's the plan for tonight. Now, next week is Midland Fair Week. I am telling you this just to make you aware that I am going to do 3 shows. I think one of them, though, might just be a little short one where I might be sitting down somewhere, maybe eating some fair food and enjoying it, and then maybe me getting ready to go on a ride. And then after it, maybe talking about what I rode on. So maybe a little something like that one of the nights. I don't know which night that'll be, but so no exact guarantees right now. I'm still looking at when all I want to be at the fair. Because I like experiencing it from different time angles. So one day I might be there more earlier in the day. Another day I might be there more at night so I can hear part of whatever's going on in the grandstand. And you can sort of hear some of it from like different parts of the fairgrounds. So I will let you know of my plans. Monday night, I am absolutely going to do the normal 6:30 show from here at McDonald's. I believe I'm going to go do a walkthrough type thing earlier in the day, so I know it'll be there. And then I'm thinking either Tuesday night or Wednesday night. I'm thinking Wednesday, but I can't guarantee right now. But it's just what I'm looking at. Just want to let you know so you're not surprised when that comes. Because I did a live report from the fair last time on the show, me and Preacher Man did, and it was fun. So I want to do that again. I really do. Because I had a blast doing that. And kind of letting you guys, if you could hear some of the sounds, because want you to be able to hear some of the sounds of like some of the games and some of the rides to kind of give you that fair experience. So we'll see what happens there. And I'll be talking about some of my favorite thrill rides. I mean, my favorite fair thrill rides, midway thrill rides, next week on that show. And I'm going to call that episode, I'm going to call Miracle Man at the Fair. And it'll be me talking about some of the fair foods I enjoy eating. I'm not going to tell you what they all are. I'll give you a hint. This item starts with the letter E. The last three letters of this food item is ear. That's one item. Another item I love at the fair that is a standby to me is the corn dog. And then, of course, but those are, and then also my other favorite fair food item, vinegar fries. I would like one of you to call into my show, and I'm going to do something different. I'm going to give the telephone number to the show right now because I want you to answer that question. What one of my favorite fair food items is. I gave you the hint once again. The fair food letter name starts with the letter E. And then the last three letters of this food item is E-A-R. It is sold at many fairs and festivals. And lastly, it is sold at many fairs and festivals around America. The telephone number to call in and answer this question is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, the number is 215-383-3810. Guess you didn't know I was going to give you all a quiz, but I just had that idea that I'd try something different tonight. Hey, we're learning. Anywho, I'm going to possibly do that show there next week. I'm just going to work on some details to see what happens there. So, now that we got that out of the way, introduction. So, if you have friends and family who are interested in this great show, even if you just have friends and family, I would strongly encourage you to please tell people that you know. Friends, family members, enemies, people you wish would get out. Tell them, please, about the show. It's great. We give you the word of God. We talk about sports, too, and we have some laughs along the way. And try to have some fun. Try to bring the guys some fun times. That's why I take time on these programs. This fun thing. That's part of why I take time on these programs when I go, like, to the county fair or to Waffle House or something like that to kind of tell you guys about it. Is to kind of have fun and to kind of make you guys feel good. But the most important thing of all is your soul. That is why we do this program. That is why we do this program, ultimately. Is we care, I care about your soul. That's why I take time to bring you the word of the Lord on the show. Amen. Now, you can tell people about how to listen. And here's what you would tell them. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, the website is blogtalkradio.com. You'll see the search bar. In the search bar, you'll type in Upfront Entertainment. After you type that in, you'll see a link. The link will take you to our channel. Our channel is called Living Large. And we've done almost 190 episodes. And we're very proud of it. We're very proud of it, what we've done here on the show. And we really enjoy doing it. And we're going to keep doing it. And when you click on that channel, we want you to hit that like button. Because something really cool is going to happen when you hit that like, when you hit that follow button. You're going to start getting notified when we get ready to do our shows. You'll get that notification, for example, tomorrow night. You might get that notification that says, Miracle Man's going live at 6:30. Join him live. And then you can come on and join me. And we'll have a blast. And we want to tell you a couple powerful things real quick. One thing, it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone or your smart Android or your iPad or whatever other tablet or computer you may have. Always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smart device. Another cool thing I'd like to tell you, we're real people, we have real problems, but we serve a real God. Amen. Amen. Now, to go online and get on the website, that's the way that you can listen to us. Also, you can call into the show. You can call into the show. And you can call in and talk about generally whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's not politics. If you want to talk about politics, we're going to tell you to pray for your leaders, as the Bible tells us to do, and we're going to tell you to vote. If you're not voting, you don't have the same right to complain. No, you don't. And the telephone number, once again, is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that phone number is 215-3810. Please listen for the prompts, and then when you hear the prompt that says to be connected to the live show, press 1. You can go ahead and press 1, and my assistant Josh sitting over there, he'll let me know that we got a caller. And then I'm going to let you talk. You can answer the question I asked about what one of my favorite fair foods is, or we can talk about generally whatever else you want to talk about. And we'll have a great night and hopefully take some great phone calls. All right. All right. Now, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now with a grateful heart. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you for that story that I got to share earlier. Thank you that you kind of showed me that about how the sun came out and how that applies to our lives. Thank you for that, Lord, for doing that. And thank you, Lord God, for these people who have made the choice to come onto this program and listen and be a part of it. Thank you that their hearts are prepared to receive the uncompromised, incorruptible, and indestructible Word of God. Thank you that these people's minds are alert and their hearts are receptive and they can focus. And they can focus and concentrate for the next little while as we study the Word of God and as I exhort. I thank you, Lord, that if these people don't know you, they will give their life to you right now, or they'll call me on that telephone number, Lord, and they'll get their life right with you, Jesus, as souls are the most important thing. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you bless me as an oracle. You use me tonight. Thank you that you strengthen me. I give you permission as always. I give you permission to interrupt me at any time as I teach this lesson. You want me to do something else? I'll do it. You want me to stop and sing? I'll do it. Whatever you want me to do, Lord God, tonight, that is what I'm going to do. As I submit to you this show. Thank you that you use me as an oracle and that I say what you would have me say tonight. Amen. And Lord, I thank you right now. I confess over the show right now, over the show right now, I confess that people, that increases in audience come to the show, that finances come to the show, that great sponsors who want to help do the work of God come to this show, and that new equipment comes to the show, and that most importantly, souls come to the show. I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you got your Bible, open it up, please, to the book of Matthew, chapter 17. Ooh. Amen. Word of God is something to be excited about. What would we do without it? What would we do without the Word of God? The miracle I'm going to talk about tonight is about Jesus healing a child who had an evil spirit. And I'm going to talk about that. There's a song I want to sing at the end of this. Kind of a medley of two different old-time songs. It's really powerful, and I think you will love it. Now, if you got your Bible, please open it up We want you to be participators and not just spectators. So do you have the Word of God with you? Open it up and study. I always like to say, whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do whatever you are. When I sing, you sing. When I'm reading, you read along. When I'm exhorting, you pay attention. If I pray, you pray. So whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do where you are. So Matthew 17, I'm going to begin reading now. And you can catch on up. Now, the first part is really awesome to this chapter, too, as well. So I'm going to begin reading. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then, there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Do not be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Do not tell anyone what you have just seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The disciples asked him, "Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied, To be sure, Elijah does come first and will restore all things. I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but had gone to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands. The disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." "Oh, unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed from that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "Because you have so little faith. I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." When they came together in Galilee, he said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him. And on the third day, he will be raised to life." And the disciples were filled with grief. Now, verse 24. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, of the two, drachma tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the taxes? Pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own sons or from others?" "From others," Peter answered. "Then the sons are exempt?" Jesus said to him, "But so that we may not offend them, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours." All right. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Do Bible Girl, let's see if I can get there first or if you guys can get there first. I want you to try to hear the pages turning so that way you know I'm actually reading out of the book and not doing it the new way and reading it from the phone. But I want you to hear me and not the phone. So, I have found it. I will now begin reading, and you can go ahead and catch up to me. "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so, from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. They admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. He has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. Figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites of Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and were put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, persecuted and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us will they be made perfect. First two verses of Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. I read to you in Matthew 17, two great things actually. So, the first thing I want to talk about is this man brings his son to Jesus. And this boy has seizures. Now, when I was young, I mean when I was like a baby, like a year old or so, maybe two, I had seizures. When this kid had seizures, though, it was not a medical condition. He had a demon. He was demon possessed. That demon would control him. It would take him to the water or fire. He'd go jump in the fire, and then he'd go run and jump in the lake. And he would get in convulsions, and he would scream suddenly. And then Jesus looks at the boy, rebukes the evil spirit, heals the boy, gives the boy back to his father. And that demon was gone. The demon never came back. How that demon got in there, I don't know. He doesn't say how the demon got in there. The disciples asked Jesus, why couldn't we just cast that thing out? You know what Jesus told his disciples? He told them the reason they couldn't do it is because they didn't have enough faith. He said something so powerful, yet so simple. I want you to get this really well. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there. And it will move. Amen. Talking about faith that moved mountains. It just has to be as small as a mustard seed. And his disciples apparently didn't even have that. The man had faith, though. And the boy was healed. God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Then, Jesus told a man what to do to pay his taxes. He told a man, go out to the lake, go out there, go fishing. fish you find will have enough taxes. I mean, will have the money in it to cover my taxes and your taxes. He goes out there. Sure enough, there's enough. Taxes paid. God cares about your taxes. He wants to make sure that your taxes are being paid. So if you're struggling trying to pay your taxes, God wants to help you. He'll help you. But those are two awesome miracles that Jesus did for a drachma coin, as well as the healing of that boy with the evil spirit. Now, before I pray and switch gears, I want to sing you this awesome good old medley. 'Cause I'm singing, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Surely he moved my sins far away. You're living, it justified, freely forever. Surely he's coming for a glorious day. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Surely he moved my sin far away. Living is justified freely forever. Surely he's coming for a glorious day. Come on down, Holy Ghost, come on down. Come on down, come on, come on down. You have a power, give me your life. Come on, Holy Ghost, let your glory come down. Come on down, Jesus, come on down. Fire, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Come on, Reverend, I feel it in me. Come on, let your glory ghost come on down. Give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. And praise his holy name. Oh, living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Surely he pushed my sin far away. Living he justified freely forever. Surely he's coming for such a glorious day. Amen. Amen. What a glorious day. Amen. Let your Holy Ghost come on down. You know, the reason I love some of these old school songs is there's a certain power within them. And we're finally, with some of the newer ones, we're finally starting to get that power back with various new songs. There's something to be said, though, about some of those old ones. There really is. That's when the hymns were written. And every once in a while, you may hear me sing a hymn on the song. come in on the show once in a while. So you're going to start hearing me sing some of the good hymns, because I feel like there's some old songs that our churches have just dumped completely that I think we should have at least kept so that we would sing them once in a while. And hey, at Living Word, two Sunday nights in a row, we've sang a good old one. Past Sunday night, but the one before, we sang, for one song, we sang How Great Thou Art. And then this past Sunday night, we sang a powerful praise song that we did for several years, back in like the mid-2000s. And it was a fun one. Even though we don't have a full choir anymore, if we did, I'd love to see the choir come back. But I would tell Craig, every once in a while we need to sing. I'd tell him, I love that we've been doing these old songs the last two Sunday nights. And I'd like to see us do at least one of them every so often, because there's some really good worship ones, as well as some of the fast, high-energy ones that have been sang over the years that are fun and they have high power. Such as, I can think of one we used to do 20 years ago. It was called I Won't Turn Back. I forget the lyrics. I remember some of them. There was Lift Up the Name of Jesus. We used to do that one. There was another one, that sunrise, I'm going to praise his name. Sunset, I'm going to praise his name. And I feel like praising him. Great songs like that, that had a lot of power, a lot of energy. Obviously, some might not have the same, as some of those songs. But yeah. But anyhow, it's been awesome. And there are reasons for why I like to sing a lot of these older songs on the show, because there's just something about these older songs. I don't know what it is. There's something about them. And that's why I sing them. All right. Lord God, I thank you for this great word. Thank you for these miracles, Lord God. You still cast out demons today, and you still help us pay taxes. Thank you, Lord God, that this word will stay with us tonight and forever, that we'll remember this. Thank you that we will have faith. We will not doubt you. We'll be able to say to this mountain, move! Be thou removed from here to there, and it will move. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you that anyone who does not know you will give their life to you right now. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Now, Detroit Tigers. Tigers get a runoff of Nick Castellanos in the top of the second to make it a 1-0 ball game. But then after that, it was all downhill as the Tigers lost 6-2 to the Los Angeles Angels. And not a great pitching night either. And Mike Fiers has been traded from Detroit Tigers to the Oakland Athletics to be traded for either two prospects or cash. We didn't have him for that long, but we traded him away. So, got to get something somewhere. Really do. And the rebuild's painful, but has to happen at some point. Tigers will try again tonight. Game time is 10:10 p.m. You can listen live on 104.9 FM or on AM 790 WSGW. And also, the Tigers do play tomorrow at 4:10 p.m. in Anaheim. Lions. I had been told that the game was to be played on Thursday night out in California. Lions Raiders. It will actually be played on Friday night, not Thursday. You can listen to the game on 93.3 FM here in the Midland Bay Saginaw area. Other stations, you can go to DetroitLions.com to find out what other radio stations you can listen to the game on. But football season is coming. That's the only thing that actually helps me look forward to fall. Because if it wasn't for that, in a way, I think it would be kind of sad. Because I love the summer. I love having the kids everywhere. I love the warm weather. But everything's got to come to an end at some point. And fall cometh. But hey, good way to look at it is football season will be here and in a few months. The holidays will be a-coming. Don't want to talk about January, February, because of, you know, what will be coming then. I will not talk about it because they am too much entranced over the warm, beautiful weather right now. So, with that, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow evening.